Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are Reclaiming the Republic. And so are you ready to start giving report? Are you ready to start actually working and unifying? Because those are both critical parts of this process. If you're not working, nothing's getting done. If you're not unifying, then you aren't bringing people together. So we have processes that will help us lead to the unification. We first have to let people understand that they are a part of the problem. We can't look at the ideologue communists to the left and say, they're the problem. No, they're the enemy. The only reason that they're winning is because we're the problem. To be very, very clear, if you are not engaged in the solution, if you're not engaged in actually defeating them and wiping them out, if you think you can go out and wrestle, the best metaphor I can think of is there's this Herculean Leviathan, and it just shoves out these tentacles, just a few of its tentacles. I mean, it's working tentacles all around the world, but it has unlimited resources because it has all the billionaires in the world that are part of this club. They're throwing all the money into making America fall and making the Western society fall. They're getting, by owning politics or politicians, they're getting politicians to create the favorable environment for refugees to come in and basically disrupt and or there's another word for it, to destabilize. The only reason they're bringing Mohammedans into the Western society is to become a destabilizer. So to be clear, all of this is, the Afghanistan fiasco, the more important part for the globalists out of everything that they did wasn't just arming and that type of stuff. That's really, small bean stuff compared to, some of the technology that we actually have that probably is not in their hands. They got a lot, but it's nothing. The biggest weapon or the biggest leverage that they have by us getting out of there and by us not actually prosecuting that war to win and literally changing the hearts. I go back to, we should never have really gone in there unless the intent was to make Afghanistan, make these nations that we go into, that they desire to become a part of the United States. Now, the problem with Afghanistan and any Islamic state is that they would have to be willing, before we would even go in there, they would have to be willing to abandon their Islamic paradigm that you have to invoke Sharia law. You have to invoke these things. And I don't see that happening. So, our involvement in Islamic nations should be very, very limited, maybe more of a humanitarian thing and more of maybe a military thing, going in and making them wreak havoc and making them pay for being a sponsor and training ground, because we all know what happened and we all know what they were doing, and they're going to continue to do that. And we'll never see, the whole point is, what is the solution to Afghanistan and these Islamic states? They've declared war on Christendom, Judaism, and all other religions. They're right now working on destroying the religions in India, and they're being very successful. They're working and trying to destroy the religion and paradigm in China, and China's not having any part of it. How come the world is not pointing their finger at China saying, you need to take your share of these refugees. You need to be more tolerant towards Islam. Why? Why is it that nobody is doing that? Because China's in control. And so, GR is going to talk a lot of bad stuff about China. And whenever he does, that's when he actually starts getting hit, because they want to squelch any type of bad press and the, you know, the focus on them. But there's lots of people focusing on them now. So we'll see. We'll see if I get a denial of service trying to connect to the radio station when we do this. But the point is that you are the biggest part of the problem if you're not actually engaged in the solution. This is why we're going through what the solution is and how you can effectively start working the solution in your county to make your county and place your county on that road of being a part of the solution and no longer part of the problem. So you have to unify, and that's a huge part of this. So before I get too far down in a monologue or anything else, let me just basically say, you know, the show is sponsored by, or also sponsored by, republicreview.org. And you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions. I mean, when I tell you that Republic Review is a solution, I actually give you the academic argument for it. Does anybody else do that? No, people say, well, we got to teach you. We got to teach you the Constitution. You know, there's a statement, a quotation on Benjamin Franklin. I'm going to try to remember. He says, If you tell me, I'll forget. If you teach me, I will remember. And if I learn, I will be active or engaged or what have you. Because there's obviously a difference in what is going on here. And my only medium is to tell you. You have to actually start learning. But in some ways, I'm not just telling you. I'm trying to teach you, and I'm giving you the academic evidence. So I'm actually going a little bit further than just telling you. I mean, when you go to any of these presentations, you know, on the Constitution or what have you, they're pretty much telling you, but they're not giving you all the information. They're teaching you very limited, restraining information from you. This is why I look at Hillsdale College and every other constitutional class, and this is why we need to get some very good, clean constitutional classes out there so that people, you can actually take this into, you know, the county central committees, to other people so that they start understanding the Constitution in context to the way the framers created it and intended it to be. Original intent. Anyway, so we also ask you to help grow this show so that we can bring in more listeners, so more people will be learning and engaging, okay? So we also, you know, want to promote Timber Nation. If you're looking for quality wood products, you're looking for quality, you know, stereo racks or shelving, anything, because that's all they do is wood. Timber Nation, then check them out. Radio dust covers, if you're interested in protecting your expensive gear that probably sits a little bit more and is basically getting dust collecting on it over the years, these dust covers are the best thing for your gear, just to keep the dust off. Because sometimes we just don't have the time to do all the cleaning we should do. Anyway, as you also know, Red Pill Expo is rapidly approaching. I need to do more in getting the legislators aware of this. But more importantly, I need your help to get your legislators engaged. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell them, I'm watching. If you don't show up, then you're going to have to defend yourself because you're coming up on an election. And if you're not getting involved in these things, and so what we'll probably do is we'll probably create a little, like a promo or something like that, that you can send out, that you can, you know, hand to your legislator, your state legislator, and say, you need to go to this. And if you're not getting involved and being a part of this conversation, then I have real concerns whether you're the right person to represent us. Because if you're not trying to save our liberties, and the only way to save our liberties isn't by just countering the Democrats with, you know, a Republican version of control or a Republican version of spending money unconstitutionally on the infrastructure, any of that type of crap, any of that is not helping. They are a part of the problem. And we need to start pointing at them in a very judgmental way and say, you have to go, period. So Red Pill Expo, the first weekend in November, still hoping to go there, still hoping to be a part of that. Just So you understand, I mean, I probably won't go if my wife can't come with me. And that's only because, you know, she's my anchor, she's my ground. And so I'm not going to go because she can actually kind of provide we'll call it the social distancing to make sure everybody kind of stays away from me. Because I do believe coronavirus is a pretty bad thing. I've known some people that have gotten it and have died from it. Now, I couldn't say that up until this point in time. But it is making its round in our area again. And it seemed like the first time it went through, it hardly touched anybody. But it has touched a lot more. And I cannot afford to get exposed to it because of my condition. So, and this is why I'm not taking the vaccination. So, anyway, one of the things I also want to talk about, because we want to get into marketing, hopefully before the Constitution Day, which is not this Friday, but next Friday, I'd like to actually talk about the elephant in the room, because if this doesn't motivate you, they've already put their crosshairs on patriots. The government has put crosshairs on citizens that we know as patriots, and we know patriots are those who are the ardent supporters of the Constitution, not government. All of these fools of the BLM and Antifa calling for, you know, the government to doing these bad things, they're supporting government to do these bad things, they are the traitors, because we're supposed to be supporting the Constitution, not government. We'll be right back after these two promos. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
So I wonder how many people would probably listen to this show if I wanted to talk about your current car warranty. And I just bring that up because while I was in break, I got a phone call from exactly that. And I don't even pick those up because you know exactly what they are. Those phone calls from those area codes, they're the only ones that are calling me from those area codes. Especially when it doesn't pop up with a name. You know, if anybody knows where my area code is on my cell phone, then they would know, oh, okay. So, because there's very few people that are still in that area code that I associate with and or work with, because a lot of us are, you know, gray hairs, and we've kind of retired, double retired, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, let me finish going through this. We really need, because we will do a show on the targeting that is being done against us. If you want to be mealy-mouthed, I just want you to understand, if you're not going to truly commit to fighting, then you're going to get killed anyway, because you're guilty by association. And that's how they act. That's how they roll. Look through history. Oh, yeah, all they need is one person to point the finger at you. It doesn't matter what you say. They are going to come after you. And so if you're going to be found guilty by association, why don't you be found guilty because you actually, you know, kicked butt and took names later? Because you were actually effective as being a patriot. I mean, come on, let's just answer up to the call so that if they're going to have charges, because they're always going to be trumped up charges, they're all going to have nothing to do with the real law, these color of law types of laws that they're creating. So why would you just allow yourself to be vulnerable? Anybody that doesn't think that this is going to happen, that's exactly what happens. They get rid of everybody who they believe is a threat. You think like a patriot, even though you're not a part of the solution, you're still going to get got rid of. So why not be bold? The more people that get bold and involved, the more they have to step back. The more they have to do reckoning, the more that they will have to actually hold them accountable. If we could only get everybody to be bold and actually part of the solution. So the problem is, as I say, all of these people out there that are a part of these edge or fringe organizations, you've heard me say this before. Those who are fighting abortion for over, 50 years now? Over 50 years? Or almost 50 years. You know, when are you going to learn that what you're doing isn't working? When are you going to learn that unifying people on the Constitution is the only thing that'll work? It's the same thing with the Second Amendment folks. It's the same thing with the health freedom folks and Obamacare folks and the education and critical race theory, Common Core. I mean, I could go on and environmental. It doesn't matter. The way you're fighting will not win the solution, because your fight takes you into federal court and you've already lost. Because every time you step into federal court over an issue they have no jurisdiction over, then there you go. They're going to rule in their own favor. What fool would think that they would rule? They would rule to cut off their arm. You have to get involved. And we would love it if you would get vigorously involved, as many of us are. We need more like that involved in this. In other words, I know what it's like when you have to take time away from your family. Being the only guy doing this, and having told you that we haven't had a vacation in a very long time. I mean, we hadn't had a vacation since before I started doing this, before I wrote my book. But the fact is that we're probably better off for not taking vacations, because, to be honest, very few vacations were things that we look back and go, wow, that was, you know, there were nice things about it, but there were more things that upset us. You know, the experiences we had to go through, from terrible treatment by hotels and or airlines all it takes is one little thing to ruin your trip. Anyway, so we're trying to make it so that it's not one little thing that can ruin the spirit in our home. That's why we don't even have TV. But anyway, anywho, I want to talk about getting business involved. We need to get businesses, local small businesses, mediocre businesses, businesses that are currently apolitical. They're not involved at all. They don't, you know, contribute, but they are typically, you know, are any business that has a patriotic owner. We have to point the finger right in square between their eyes and say, you were a part of the problem. We need good legislators to represent this district. And you are a part of this district, and you're making money. You're a leader. If you can't afford to pay to help, you know, the campaign, you can at least stand up as a leader in the community. Hey, I own this store, and I recognize that we, by you know, electing this person who's going to protect our Constitution, they're protecting our businesses as well and our liberties. Folks, you got to get on board. They can become spokesmen. I'm telling you that we're dying of excuses here. You know, excuses is the rampant disease, just like busy. We're all making ourselves busy. Are you really that busy that you can't take time, a little bit of time each week? You'll find that as you start to take in a little bit of time, it's easier to contribute more. What you'll actually end up doing is you may end up starting to contribute a little bit too much time. But that's okay. Too much time is a good thing. I know that your spouse may, you know, be frustrated with you. May, you know, hopefully they don't leave you. So that's when we start, you know, changing and shifting our priorities. But life is filled with shifting and realigning our priorities. That's what we have to do, especially when we've realized we're standing on the cusp of such a problem and that the solution is in our hands. There's nobody that has refuted me on this solution. The John Birch Society has actually ran from actually standing up against me. I've had plenty of engagements with John Birchers, and most every time they just go away. Oh, well, what they do is they accuse me. Oh, you're this, because that's what they do. But when I start pointing to all the evidence, I mean, it's easy to attack the messenger, right? Oh, well, you know, is that what you're really wearing today? You know, what kind of professional are you? You're coming in here in bib overalls? Really? Folks, if I could dress in sackcloth, burlap, every day and walk around in the streets and walk around on the stage to do that, if my wife would let me do that, I would do it. Not because it's a biblical thing, but because it sends a message. Every time you judge a book by the cover, you are actually the problem. You know, way too many times we have people that create these direct associations with either religion, the color of their skin. I mean, we have all of these biases. And I don't know, I grew up different. I absolutely grew up different. I am sensitive to the biases that people have. But I was brought up by my father not to have any biases. And I actually have a racial bias that I never realized until I've told the story. I'm going to be really quick with this. I never realized how I hated Russians because they were the enemy. And I was indoctrinated. They were the enemy. So whenever I heard a Russian in business, my wife pointed this out. She said, do you realize how prejudiced you are? I mean, you just were very hostile towards the guy. You just didn't even want to do business with him because he was Russian. And he seemed like he was being, you know, pretty, you know, lenient and so forth. You were just distrusting, dismissive. And I go, wow, this was like 15, 20 years ago. And so I was going, wow, you know, I never did realize that because Russians were being brought into the country, you know, thanks to, you know, George W. Bush or Herschel Walker Bush and Clinton. They started opening the portals of allowing Russians and former communists to come in. Just these grants of refugees, supposedly. I mean, they just basically gave them preference without nearly the same amount of vetting that they should have. It was just because, oh, well, it's a humanitarian thing to do. But anyway, anywho. So even I recognize, and I've gotten myself better, and I've actually had since in the past 5 years, there's some local Russian artisans and so forth that have done work, and I've hired them based on the recommendation of another person. Hey, you try this guy out. And he goes, he's Russian. And I go, you know what? That's okay. We can change. We can put aside our biases. I'm telling you, you can do it too. It's worth your effort to stop throwing away the babies with the bathwater every time you run into a person or, you know, whatever those things are you don't trust, you don't like, or what have you. Anyway, We need to start getting businesses involved, and I can't emphasize this enough. And I know I've railed on this, and I would like to have an honest, open debate on why it is a bad thing to have a business support a party when the party's only agenda, if you wipe out the platform, the current platform of the Constitution Party, you wipe that out and you use a very succinct platform. The national platform is that the government, the federal government, has only been delegated these powers, and these are the only things they can do. And if you give us money, we're not here to try to, you know, ensure that a politicians or the government. The only thing we're going to do is make sure you have a fair playing field to compete on. I'll finish this when we come back from the break. We'll be right back after these two promos. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Excuse me. Okay, so the problem that we have with businesses and not allowing them to contribute to a party, I get it, because businesses typically want a quid pro quo, this for that. Businesses are it. That's a good business decision. I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to do things that help our business, give our businesses advantage. I don't believe all businesses are in that space. And I believe that if the Constitution Party draws the line and says any business that contributes to us, you know, we're going to basically highlight that you've contributed. And so this way, you know, when you identify that you're supported by these businesses here. Or, you know, some businesses may not want their names listed. Okay, whatever. But the fact of the matter is we're drawing the line, or the Constitution Party is drawing the line to say, if you are looking for a level playing field to ensure you have equal advantages, we're trying to get rid of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. How many businesses out there would love a party that's trying to get rid of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the ADA, the American Disabilities Act, and a lot of these other unconstitutional laws that are hindering business? How many businesses would not find that attractive? How many businesses would love to see government leave them alone over their social engineering issues and the mollycoddling that they have to do. Because believe me, I worked at a globalist company that had nothing but political correct crap being rammed down everybody's throat from diversity and so forth. And I'm going, are you kidding me? And actually, the funny thing was that, you know, I had this conversation with my vice president, who actually made the conversation with me. He said, did you know that out of our entire company in the state of California, which they had lots of different offices, he made a comment. He said, did you know that you actually happen to have a, you know, a work team, a functional organization that is more diverse than any other team? And I said, no, I have a bunch of great workers. I have a bunch of nothing but qualified, awesome workers. What are you talking about diverse? What do you mean? I wasn't going to play that with him. And so he comes back and he says, well, because you have, I mean, you have blacks, Hispanics. And he just started going down this list, you know, females to males and all of these things. He says, nobody has as diverse of a workforce. And I go, let me ask you this. Are you complaining? Because you've never complained with me getting the job done or my team getting the job done. He goes, absolutely not. And so here's the thing. And anybody that's worked for me will attest to this. I've always made sure that they got the best raises out of the company, that they've always gotten the promotions. My team has been recognized with pay enhancements as well as promotions and opportunities more than any other group. And as I pointed out this fact, he says, no, you're absolutely right. And I said, so we shouldn't be looking at those numbers. We should be looking at the performance, right? And he goes, absolutely. I'm sorry. I was just bringing it up. I wasn't trying to, you know. And I go, I know what you're doing. And I understand the company is trying to highlight these things. But I'm not going to dance around, you know, like the monkey playing with the organ player playing a tune. I'm not going to do that. I have a job to do. I'm hiring the most qualified people. I'm bringing them in. And we're doing the work that you want us to do. What more do you want? And he said, enough said. And we were done. But my point is that why is it that we, you know, any business wouldn't do those types of things to enhance their own business, you know, internally instead of trying to use payola to create these advantages? Well, because sometimes those advantages become that lucrative. Sometimes those advantages actually create a better bond because now they can actually start pulling more strings and more strings. And next thing you know, we've got a cesspool of corruption. But if a business is coming to you and they're willing to give you $1 million, look at Glenn Beck, supposedly, allegedly, was involved in flying people out of Afghanistan. And he got millions of dollars from some business to do that. Was this guy looking for the credentials? Now, maybe businesses may want credentials to say, you know, we're supporting the Constitution. And I want to have, you know, that recognition. When we go through the annals of history and we look back at the businesses, banks, and those people who may not have fought in the war, may not have anything to do with government, that they were contributors to the cause, maybe that's just nobility. Maybe we're denying ourselves the opportunity to be successful by not allowing noble businesses to step up. They deserve the recognition, don't they? Anyway, what I want to do, and I think I will have this conversation. I know that there is I think the Constitution Party is having a convention coming up. I think it's next month, maybe. It might be later on this month. But either way, until you actually are, so again, leaders are willing to have difficult conversations. In other words, a leader recognizes there's a problem, there's an elephant in the room, and they talk about the elephant. They don't land-based, they don't, you know, reprimand. You know, you praise in public and you reprimand in private, right? Those basic, you know, leadership tenets. But what has to be done is you have to actually talk about the elephant in the room. And these things have to become changes. So this is kind of why I'm actually going through. And I don't know, I need to pull them in. I think that you can get the national bylaws from the national website. And I hope that they're there, because what I want to do is I want to find out why and what are the purposes, so that we can at least have that elephant in the room conversation to say, but what about this? You know, maybe the problem isn't that the businesses are corrupt. Maybe the problem is that, you know, you may have all of these types of things in your platform that just seemed, you know, so charged, where the Constitution should not be charged. And when we start looking at the Constitution, solving all of the charged problems, as well as every other problem out there, in other words, that stuff goes away. And your focus is strictly enforcement of the Constitution, that everybody. And as a matter of fact, I'm noticing that the Constitution Party is actually saying that, hey, we're looking for, you know, constitutional compliance at all levels of government. There we go. We're seeing some of these changes happening. Fact of the matter is, you know, we have to keep plugging along, and we have to identify every elephant in that room. We've got a herd of elephants. Every organization has herds of elephants. And if you want to actually change and be far more effective, and you want to improve your efficacy, same, then you understand that we actually have to, you know, address these problems and get rid of them. It's just like addressing the usurpation of powers by the general government or the federal government. We have to address those, and Republic Review is that. So maybe I'm just that guy that wants to be bold and poking everybody to say, you know, hey, shape up or ship out. This, you can't do this. It's not fair. It may be bold, but it's the right thing to do. And so if you understand, every one of you, as I tried to start this show off, every one of you is a martyr, whether you like it or not. Especially if they win. You don't have to be a martyr if we win. Do you want to be a martyr, or do you want to win? Because those are your two options I see. Because you may take some of them out with your guns and your arsenal, but they will take you out. Because there's that much more of them. They have that much command on, unlimited command on ammunition, weaponry, technology, and so forth. Stuff that you've probably never seen, and things that would absolutely wow you. I'm not sure if you've ever been to Military Armed Forces Day, these types of celebrations where they actually put on these displays of what the military can do. The military can do things that your local police office or your organizations, whether it be the sheriff, police, or what have you, in your community, they may not have that. But when they start coming after what they're going to label and brand as terrorists, I mean, at this point in time, they haven't done this, but their goal is to get to a point where they can actually just literally line us up and kill us and drop us into trenches, just like what happened by the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. I mean, that's what happens in all of these instances. So don't think that you're going to be immune. You will be a martyr, even if you did nothing but association. Maybe a little contribution, maybe a little thing here. Doesn't matter. They still view you as the enemy, and they would just rather get rid of you and make an example out of you, because they believe that that actually works. This goes all the way back to the Roman days, right? I mean, the Romans would actually kill somebody, and they would put them on a stick, or, you know, they would elevate them up so that anybody coming into the city that had any intentions of trying to take on the Romans, that's what's going to happen to you. And the body would just decay and finally fall off, and then the next person they killed, they've got an open stick out there, let's hang them on that one. And this is how they send that message. They're going to use you as that message. And they'll do a massive purge, and then they'll continue from that point on. It'll just be easier to kill people. And it takes a long time. And we don't have that. I truly believe that the Lord will come before there's ever any restoring. I believe He will be the one restoring everything. So anyway, when we come back, I want to get into the five roles, or the five hats, sorry, I need to adjust the volume here. The five hats that you're going to be having to carry, we want to talk about this, and then get into the other hats that you need to start introducing as you start building this organization. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so if you ever talk to my kids, they would all tell you that my lectures were far more punishment than my spankings, and they would much rather have gotten the spanking. Now, I started this episode off talking about a Benjamin Franklin quote that kind of spelled things out as, if you tell somebody, they'll forget. If you teach them, they'll remember. And I think the third one is, if they learn, then they will be engaged. And so what is lecturing? Is lecturing just telling somebody? No, it's don't do that. That's telling somebody something. It's telling them without giving them the reasons, without helping them understand, and those types of things. So I know that a lot of people don't like being lectured. And I apologize if you don't like being lectured, but it's a process. And as a matter of fact, I will say this, because if you look at those people who in your life really lectured you and gave you, let's call it tough love, you know, they would hold you accountable. They would just be ruthless and coming after you for your, you know, you could do better than this. Who are those people in your life? Those are your parents who loved you. And sometimes you'd have a coach. Sometimes it'd be a teacher. But sometimes you'd have somebody. Maybe it'd be somebody at work. Because I have some people still working for me that, you know, I lecture and so forth. And I tell them, you know, I'm not doing this because I'm one man. I'm doing this so that you can learn and understand, because it's far more important for me that you learn so that you can become a better person, a better employee, a better husband, a better wife, or what have you. And so I believe in trying to improve things. I want to leave this world where people say, you know what? He really did everything he could. I mean, we ignored him. Lots of people will probably may not want to, you know, answer up and say that. But the fact is that, you know, for whatever personal reason they had in ignoring me, that was their choice. But there's no doubt in my mind. This is irrefutable. I had this conversation with my wife. We realize that there's nobody that can refute what I'm doing, what I am trying to get done here. Nobody. And with that, the fact is that because nobody can refute it, well, then why is it that they're not getting on board with it? Now, it could be because of me. It could be because of the lecturing. It could be because I, you know, poke their friends in the eye. I'm tough love. There are students in that tough love class. There are children in that tough love family that, you know, feel victimized or what have you. But I don't know about this many people in the high percentage, because I was thinking about this, you know, we had this conversation. How many people listen to this show? Well, we're in the thousands, friends. I mean, thousands. At some points in time, we have hundreds of thousands. And today, we will probably be on this particular show, because it's Labor Day, we will probably be in the hundreds of thousands of people hearing this, because most everybody knows, hey, Red State Talk Radio, they usually have live content. On all the other shows, you're going to hear the best of or what have you. But no, you get every holiday here, I actually go through fresh information. Anyway, even on Christmas, I mean, there's only been times because of my health I've had to go to reruns. I try to give you clean, fresh content and reinforcements, because that's the only way we learn, when we can start seeing things in different perspectives and so forth. But here are the five hats that you're wearing. Actually, six if you want to consider that one of them is kind of a dual role. The communications and public relations is a dual role. Recruiter, you need to recruit. You need to get people to understand why they've got to get involved and to join in this process. You need to train them. Somebody's got to train them with the, you know, the fundamental information. What is Republic Review? What is the Constitution? And work them through these fundamental issues so that they, one, understand and can be effective in recruiting and bringing other people in and working the problem. You also have to be the events coordinator, because by having events, this is how you attract. This is a good recruitment method. And petition manager. Petition management and driving petitions. So we do have a petition. Doggone it, I didn't get it up yet. I need to get this petition up that's going to be in Word. So we'll actually post it up in Word, but we'll have the PDF visible for you. So you can download the Word, and then you can change it. But you'll notice that there is red text, like Jay Inslee. You'll need to replace the Jay Inslee and insert your own governor, because this is a petition to go after your governor, who is thinking about restricting you again, your constitutional rights, and violating their oath of office, and violating your rights, your privileges and immunities guaranteed by the Constitution. They can't do it. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, not the king of your state. The king of your state is a peon. His power comes from the Constitution and the people. The power is identified and delegated via the Constitution, and by us electing them, then we have to hold them accountable to that Constitution. So, the petition manager is something we really, really need to focus with, because it is an integral learning tool. Because when you're standing out there and you start talking about, we're going after Governor Gordon, we're going after Governor Little, we're going after Governor Newsom, we're going after Governor X, and this is why. Because they don't, if people, just by hearing what you tell them, and letting, so they're going to think this may be a ballot petition, a ballot initiative, or something like that. No, no, no. So you have to first tell them that we have a right in the Constitution called the right of petition for the redress of grievances. This has nothing to do with a ballot measure. One petition, one person has the right to do this. What we want to do is we want to have a voluminous petition by as many people, because it's one thing that they ignore the one person, and they've been doing it for centuries, unconstitutionally violating the law and violating the Constitution. This is why we need to get everybody in the county to start standing up, and in so doing, we can actually make a difference by using this instead of a protest. Because this is something that they're legally obligated to respond to. And the good chance is that they're not going to do that. But when I teach you and you understand that they're legally obligated and we can prove this, how much easier is it, or how much more difficult will it be for that politician to get reelected because they ignored the people in petitioning them for redress of grievances? Because now we actually have something to hang on their head to say, why would we elect you? Because all you do is ignore us and you want to rain your tyranny upon us. There you go. Until we actually have the evidence to prove to them, to prove to the people, this is why we want more people. And voila, I just took 3 minutes to probably go through what you need to say. So catch this day. Write it down, catch this day, and come back and listen in the fourth segment to what I just said and articulated. This is what you say outside the grocery store when you're talking to people. What will end up happening is as you're talking to people and a bunch of people are leaving, they're going to hear what you're saying. They're going, this guy's not talking about me signing a poll or signing, you know, for a ballot petition. This is different. What's going on here? And they will come around because they're hearing something different. And you'll pique their interest. And there's ways. And what we want you to do is we need you to innovate. Make some signs. You know, make some signs to say, if you've had enough is enough, then you need to use the Constitution to, you know, state your case. And right here is the beginning of that. We have the petitions for the redress of grievances to not recall, but to remove. And people will go, huh. What do you mean by that? I understand recall because that's what we have and that's what we've been doing, but I don't understand this removal thing. And then you can start teaching them about Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that anybody that violates their oath of office, deliberately violates the law, they're committing rebellion against the Constitution. Those who do nothing while these people are violating the law, you know, that are under oath, such as your state legislators and so forth, they should be removed as well. Because they're supposed to support the Constitution. They're supposed to reel in that governor. And they haven't. Interesting. Now people start getting it. People start going, huh, okay, now this is starting to make... You're saying something that I've never heard before. And I think I want to listen more to see, you know, if there's a flaw in your theory. And there are people that do that. But those are the people that once you got them... and they realize that there is no flaw in your theory, wow, they become a huge provider of resources, time. They get on board. So you can get them to become maybe the trainer or the petition manager or at least involved in doing petitions and start. Because what you need to do, because your best recruitment tool are these petitions. If you can get more and more people to start doing petitions throughout your county, you've just increased your sales force by that fold. If you're the first person and by, you know, a month or two goes by and you have, let's say, 20 people or 30 people that are actually sitting out on their weekends and on evenings doing petitions, well, you've 300%, if not more, or whatever the percentage is. You've got 30 people now doing it instead of just yourself. You see, this will exponentially grow because people will actually recognize that this, what is the real thing to do, and two, this is something new that they never knew. Anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.